Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
7:13 now on this Holy Thursday, and looking ahead to the Easter weekend today, we're talking a little bit warmer than it was yesterday, and yesterday was delightful. Wednesday at the Square, again, thanks for having Newell and I out there, and about it turned out. Highs of 81 today, 84 tomorrow for Good Friday for those crawfish boils or religious observances you may be having. 84 on Saturday, cloudy Sunday, highs closer to 85 with plenty of clouds, going to be humid as well, so might be a little bit warm, but at least it'll be dry for whatever it is you happen to be doing on Easter Sunday, be it religious or otherwise. Kirk Talbot joins us now, Louisiana State Senator, Chairman of the Senate Insurance Committee. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Good morning.
No, you're not. You're tired, and you, Lord knows what you're dealing with, the legislator, but legislative, but you know, session. But you know what? I'm glad you lied, Kirk, because nobody cares anyway, right?
That's right.
Nobody gives a, come on, when, how you doing? Does anybody really want to know? Absolutely not. Just say fine and keep going. All right, so I'm looking at a NOLA.com story here. Tyler Bridges, Governor Landry wins early round in Louisiana car insurance fight with Commissioner Tim Temple. Let me read the first paragraph, and keep in mind this was a House committee, and Kirk Talbot's chairman of the Senate committee. Am I right on that? This was a House committee yesterday? Yeah. High-stakes legal political battle between Governor Jeff Landry and Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, one that affects everyone who has car insurance, played out in a House committee room at the state capitol on yesterday. After hearing from Landry, the House Insurance Committee sided with him by overwhelmingly passing a measure that he said would allow Temple to reject excessive rate increases for car insurance. Now, the political context on this is the governor can wield political power over legislators. Tim Temple cannot. Tim Temple is an elected official, and the governor said that if rates don't go down, then it's on him, talking to Tim about Tim Temple. He said that to a Baton Rouge talk show host. So that's the political underpinnings. Let's talk about the actual thing that the House Insurance Committee did yesterday, and is the Senate Insurance Committee likely to do the same, and that is allowing Temple to reject excessive rate increases for car insurance. What does that mean?
Well, he can do that now. He just has to use criteria like actuarially justified. In other words, if an insurance company comes to him and says, I need to raise my auto insurance rates, they have to produce evidence of why. They have to show him their incurred losses, the amount of money they're paying out to settle claims. There's an actuarial study that is part of this, and it's justified on that. And how we got here was we had a rating commission, 20 or 30 years ago, that was 7 members, 6 appointed by the governor and then the commissioner, and it was a disaster. It was corrupt. It picked winners and losers, and the trend back then, if from what I've been told, was that a lot of states had rating commissions like that, and people started gravitating towards, let's give the commissioner, whether it's appointed or elected, the power to do it. But it's got to be based on science, on the data, on the actuarial, tables or whatever you want to call it, the sound science. And that's what we did. There's only one state that really has a rating commission left, and that's the state of California. So, look, the governor and Commissioner Temple and the legislature, we all want to solve the same problem, and we're all on the same page there. There's just different ways to do it, and we have different opinions on how to get there. So I appreciate very much the governor showing a lot of interest in this, and he's right. We got to get this done. I'm a little concerned that if it seems like this bill is going to, you know, might take away some of the data behind it, and I just don't want to. And I don't know if this bill does this yet. We've got to really look at it and study it. We were kind of busy yesterday, so I didn't get to watch all the testimony. I'm going to go back and do that over the weekend. But we just want to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And, you know, it's certainly a bill that's worth looking at.
So, wait, Kirk, and we're talking about what happened in the Senate yesterday, in your committee yesterday, because you also considered two of your bills, right, Senate Insurance Committee?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, just so I can get back to understanding this HB 576, how does it stand now? Who decides what kind of insurance, car insurance increases companies get, and what would this change?
So right now, the commissioner can deny rates that are deemed excessive. So if an insurance company comes and says, and the commissioner testified to this yesterday, and former Commissioner Donilon has said this many times, they deny rates all the time. A company comes in and says, I want to raise my auto rates X amount. They have to show the justification for that, and the commissioner can deny it or approve it, and they get denied all the time.
Okay.
And it's based on show me your expenses, show me the amount of dollars you're paying out in the form of claims. You know, you can't just say, I want to raise, you know, and have some excessive rate. You've got to justify it.
And what's going to change?
This bill kind of tinkers with that. It kind of takes away the data and the science behind it a little bit. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what this does. You know, the governor had pointed to Mississippi, which has got some different criteria than we have, and they have some good criteria. Insurance in Mississippi is very affordable. Now, one of the main reasons, in my opinion, that Mississippi is affordable is they have $1 million cap on bodily injury damages. You cannot recover more than $1 million for bodily injury in the state of Mississippi. That's what's keeping their rates low. We don't have that here, and we do have a bill. Peter Egan from the North Shore has a bill to cap bodily injury at $5 million. I'm not saying that's what we should do, but that's one of the reasons why, and I don't know if it was talked about yesterday, why their rates are stable and why they're lower.
So in Tyler Bridges' story, he quotes Tim Temple as saying that House Bill 576 would give the commissioner authority to act capriciously in ruling whether to approve rate increases. So it seems to me, and look, I'm just a layman in all of this, right, Kirk? But it seems like, well, if as it stands now, the insurance companies can actuarially come in and say, you know, this is what we paid out in damages, this is why we need to have a rate increase. And then they're going to change it to where a commissioner can say, no, you're not going to have a rate increase, but they don't change the circumstances that led to what the insurance companies paid out. The end result is going to be there's going to be less people writing car insurance in Louisiana. Am I making that up in my head or not?
That's what the commissioner testified to yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, my staff and myself are going to be looking at this bill over the weekend to see exactly what it does and kind of go over the testimony and look at all the things that were said. So, and, you know, we're going to look at what other states do. You know, if we're an outlier in some way or other states are doing it better than us, then you know, maybe we need to take a look at that.
Now, let me take a break. We're going to pick up the Senate committee. You're the chairman of that committee. What you guys happened at your committee hearing yesterday. 7:21, talking to Senator Kirk Talbot. They're going to try to take on car insurance. I'm doubtful. I'm named Thomas. Keep that in mind. Hopefully something will change. We'll continue the conversation. We come back. Oakenheart Jeweler Talking text lines open at 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments, text, data, message rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Traffic now, WWL. 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Kirk Talbot talking about car insurance and injury caps. Kirk, I remember having a conversation with an attorney a while back about an airline crash or something. He told me about an injury cap in Louisiana. Is there a cap in Louisiana if you die in an airplane crash?
I don't know. That I don't know.
I seem to remember that it was a lot lower than $5 million, and it would just seem silly that you would have a cap on that, but you wouldn't have a cap or a reasonable cap on automobile injuries whatever the word is, compensation, however you want to say it. Tell me what you guys heard in the Senate side yesterday.
So we only heard three bills yesterday, and normally the first week of session, we usually don't hear bills. We usually hear, you know, testimony from the different departments and things like that. So we really hit the ground running this session. It is a shorter session, a 60-day rather than an 85-day non-fiscal session. So we kind of wanted to hit the ground running. But one of the bills I did was Senate Bill 136 that just deals with rate transparency. If you're getting renewed from your property insurance or from your auto insurance.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're going to break down, you know, this is why your rate is the way it is. This is your risk factor. These are the factors that played into the rate that you have. So I think that's important. I think it's a bill I did on the behest of the commissioner. It's a department bill. So I think that's good. You know, I think it's something I certainly want to see. I want to see what are the factors that led to my rate, whether it's homeowners or auto insurance. So I think that's a good bill, and it passed out unopposed, and I don't see it getting any opposition. I think it'll fly through.
When it comes to home insurance and fortified roof, I know I was talking to a garage guy not too long ago, and he talked about if you don't have a fortified garage, winds of 120 miles an hour can take the roof right off the house, and somebody had told me that right after Katrina, so it reinforced that. Is that anything the legislature will look at, or is it more about the low-hanging fruit of the fortified roofs and preventing the water damage, even if it's a Category 1?
Well, I guess if your garage is part of your house, then the garage
obviously
is
an attached garage.
Yeah, under that roof, yeah. But, I mean, the grant program is for your house, not for detached buildings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fortified roof program is doing extremely well. We just had a state auditor release a report showing that the average savings is 22% on your premium. So I strongly urge people to apply for that. I've got a bill, Tommy, that instead of waiting for the lottery or hoping to be picked in that lottery, we'll just go ahead and we'll give you a $10,000 tax credit, which is $10,000 is the amount of the lottery grant. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put the roof on and just take a $10,000 tax credit. If you can front the money on the front end, go ahead and do it. And let's get as many fortified roofs on as humanly possible.
It would seem like if it's the way to legitimately lower rates and the word lottery is involved, you're not really chopping the right amount of wood. Thank you, Kirk. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. Louisiana State Senator Kirk Talbot, also chairman of the Senate Insurance Commission. We'll take a break, come back, talk to District Attorney Jason Williams. Right now, time for WWL First News. Moving right along, 7:45, quarter till 8, District Attorney Jason Williams joins us right now. How you doing, J.A.?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Those initials didn't sound right, but you understand what I'm saying, Jason Williams. How's right everybody? Good?
I'm sorry. Everybody's real good. My youngest son calls me Jay half the time, too.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'm used to it.
The A part, I guess. I don't know where I got J.A. from. J.W. What am I talking about, J.A.? I guess I'm thinking of D.A. I combined all of that. Moving too fast. Let's talk about the French Quarter Festival violence. Man, you talk about if ever there was an indication of if somebody's hell-bent on doing something, even the Secret Service, you can have whoever you want there, as much of a law enforcement president as you want, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Tommy. I was listening to Ronnie Surpass the other day on your station, and he was absolutely right in what he was saying. And it really goes back to the conversation we had about a year ago. You know, we don't need guns in the French Quarter unless they're in the holsters of the state police and the NOPD. Whether this individual was responding to shots fired or whether he was the first person shooting, shooting indiscriminately in a crowd of people never works well, and that's a prime example of it.
And if you're listening yesterday with my conversation with Ronnie, you also heard me ask about what does that say about the security plan for the quarter as presented by Tenio, because that wouldn't address any of that because state law doesn't prohibit any of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you can plan around most things, but you can't plan for everything. I think the report's a solid report, but as they said, and as you've heard Councilmember Freddie King, my good friend, say, things have to be tailored to a place and tailored to the city. And at the end of the day, we talk about what is the best solution to prevent crimes like that. It's fewer guns in the hands of people who do not understand how to use them and don't care about human life.
Hey, well, you got like Freddie King, he's a Shaw graduate.
I knew that. That's why I picked him rather than Ann Kirkpatrick. They both said the same thing, but I was appealing to your base interest.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason. That's you can never go wrong doing that. Let's talk about ankle monitoring and in real time, because this is a serious thing, real-time juvenile ankle monitoring, because we've had one heck of a problem with that.
It is a huge problem. It's still a huge problem. Council Member Moreno did help and worked with her fellow council members to allocate $2 million that would go to real-time monitoring with individuals who are trained with dealing with juveniles. That is absolutely a step in the right direction. These folks will be responsible for picking up an individual who has deemed to be non-compliant and have violated. However, the other missing component to that is having judges call that in. The judge that decides sometimes over our objection to send a person back out into community when we're asking them to stay housed in jail and they want to put them on an ankle monitor, when they receive that report of noncompliance, they've got to put that warrant out and they've got to let these folks know it's time to go pick that individual up. If they don't do that part, then the $2 million is wasted. So there still is that human element of responding very quickly to noncompliance. I wish this was in the hands of prosecutors because there's certain people I believe should not be trusted with an ankle monitor. If you've shot at someone, if you've hurt someone, if you've repeatedly broken into a car or a house, you don't deserve an ankle monitor.
So who's going to be, I'm trying to figure out what's going to change, Jason. I'm trying to keep up here, but what's going to change?
Well, so the Council President Moreno and her colleagues have pushed for and gotten $2 million to go to the state so that there are individuals who can respond. We didn't have that before, mm-hmm. other than the police department, but they've got to get a warrant first, and they weren't getting the warrants because the judges weren't calling those in and requesting them to go pick up these juveniles if they're out after hours or outside the geolocation they're supposed to be in. But still, there's a missing component of the judge that has placed this individual on an ankle monitor, sometimes over objection. They've got to say, pull him in, bring him off the streets. And in a lot of instances, that simply just is not happening.
So it is going to happen now or not?
It depends on the court. The judges that are paying attention, the judges that are responding to noncompliance, they're asking for these individuals to be picked up for noncompliance. Some judges give second and third chances in that instance.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I'm going to give you a case study here because, you know, we all know Dennis, Matt Dennis over at ASAP and how they notify the judge if somebody tamples with the anchor monitor or leaves their confinement. So they notify the judge. This $2 million is going to provide for more people to go pick up the person, the violator. Is that right? But the short circuit the short circuit they were worried about is if the judge says go pick him up. That's where we are?
Right. That's got to happen.
That is going to happen?
That needs to happen, but that's not always the case. You stated the case very well.
We'll pick it up when we come back with Jason Williams, District Attorney, 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. We have a little contest here about the line of the week, and we had a leader in the clubhouse, but Jason Williams just took the lead by saying he quoted Freddie King and not Ann Kirkpatrick when I mentioned Freddie King was a Shaw graduate because you wanted to do appeal to what, Jason?
Appeal to your base.
Appeal to
your basic instinct.
I like
Always love your alma mater.
Tim Zimmer.
That's a big deal.
Got bad news for you, buddy. You've been knocked to second place by Jason Williams, taking me down on that one. So many times, Jason, and I get a lot of feedback from people that's positive, and I appreciate it because I listen when I talk to people. And I'm looking at the headline here, Missy Wilkinson's story, and I'm not criticizing her at all. NOLA.com, real-time juvenile ankle monitoring program ready to launch. And then I'll talk to y'all, and then I feel like Fred Sanford, where it's like, wait, hang on here a minute, Lamont. Wait, what? Because you tell me everything's going fine with the money and putting on people to go capture the people at the UP, juvenile offenders that take off the monitor or tamper with it. But the chain, to use the cliche, is only as strong as its weakest link. And if the judge says, well, don't worry about it, well, then the whole thing falls apart, right?
That is absolutely right, Tommy. I mean, I think it's very dangerous, whether it's the media or whether it's a leader of an organization, to wave any victory flags in the public safety space. It takes
to be clear. I just want to jump in. Missy Wilkinson was not doing that. She probably didn't even write the headline. But I'm just saying, it seemed like it sounds good, but until you delve down, it's really not, right?
It's not the whole picture.
Okay.
Even parents who love their children have to drop the hammer sometimes. If a judge says, I'm going to put you, young Tommy Tucker, on an ankle monitor, you can't go back to the quarter, you can't be out after dark. And young Tommy Tucker is in the French Quarter every single night violating the ankle monitor, and when the judge finds out, she just says, all right, look, don't do it again. And then he's there again. And he says, don't do it. At some point, you're creating bad habits. You're showing this young person there are no real consequences. The judge didn't mean what they said. And then, therefore, the ankle monitor means nothing.
Jason, let me
and
just jump
$2 million,
in. 1 minute sure. here, real quick, before we run out of time. I see Judge Candace Vaughn Bates Anderson quoted at City Council. You're able to put him back in the community, keep him in school, keep him involved. Matt Dennis tells you the same thing. He's not against ankle monitoring. He says you can't put everybody in jail. Sometimes kids just screw up. They got to get back to school and everything else. But there are judges that have been frequent offenders when it comes to not notifying authorities when the people fool with the ankle monitors, right? Juvenile judges?
Correct. Yeah, yes, sir. And look, there are kids that benefit from ankle monitors. There are adults who benefit from them. That's great, but let's focus on the ones that don't, because those are the ones who are hurting people and killing people.
So how can we put attention on the juvenile judges that don't pay attention to this?
You know, I think we need automatic revocations of an ankle monitor. A single you charge with a violent crime, a judge lets you out on an ankle monitor. One violation, you're back in jail.
That'd be a state law?
Regardless of that. State law, municipal ordinance, agreement with the court. I think it's common sense.
Thank you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.